This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
Remote learning is well underway in Chicago, but so far, Chicago Public Schools has only handed out about half the computers it says students need. More are coming this week, but the wait is creating a lot of anxiety for families. To get e-learning going, some parents and leaders at Chicago charter schools are coming up with their own ways to connect kids. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad has more.
Anayeli Salgado has five kids. Four of them go to Octavio Paz Elementary, one of 15 schools run by the Acero Network of Charter Schools. Like many parents, she desperately needs Chromebooks or iPads for each of her children, something she already shared with her school. I told them we need four. The teacher knows my kids and our need. But after weeks of seeing her kids fight over the one Chromebook the family had, she went out and paid $300 for two phones for her younger kids. There was no other way. These phones are small. The font is too. My son uses glasses and has a hard time seeing. Salgado is frustrated. She fears two of her daughters who have special needs are already behind in their schoolwork. Students in Chicago can do remote learning either online or through paper packets, but most families want their students online. Acero enrolls a little more than 7,000 students, mostly Hispanic. So far, school officials say they have distributed about 17% of the 5,500 Chromebooks they have in their schools. Acero leaders say they're worried they might not get all the computers back and they won't have money to replace them. The school district said before it will pay for replacement devices, but it's not clear if that applies to charters. Acero is giving out one device per family for now. Maria Lopez, whose kid also goes to Octavio Paz on the southwest side, says that's not going to work.
Pues cada niño le dieron un sketch.
Each kid has a schedule that goes from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. If we have more kids, we need to rotate the use, and some will have to miss class. Salgado, Lopez, and other charter school parents aren't the only ones frustrated. The school district said a total of 115,000 Chicago students need computers for remote learning. CPS says it plans to get computers to all those students eventually, but so far it's handed out about half that number, with another 53,000 newly purchased computers going out. Charter schools are not expected to get any of the new computers going out this week. It is unclear exactly how many computers have gone to charter school students, but recent numbers show devices reaching only 12% of them.
We have a citywide problem that is not immune in the charter school movement, which is we don't have enough devices for every student in the city.
That's Andrew Broy, president of the Illinois Network of Charter Schools. Some schools are struggling, but other charters are quickly adapting to remote learning demands, Broy says. He points to Chicago International Charter Schools, which manages 14 campuses. So far, the network says it distributed 3,000 devices and purchased about 500. CICS also says the school district told them it plans to give them 1,250 more laptops. The Acero Network says it's exploring handing out more of its large stock of computers and plans to start fundraising in case it needs to replace some. Meanwhile, Salgado says she's running out of patience. In the end, the ones who are most affected, she says, are her kids. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEZ News.